Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, 12/19/2019. It's a live show. What a world, huh? What a world we live in. Most interesting country, too. But let me just go somewhere else. Let me go to something that is always on my mind, and that it is the key. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And let me just read you a little something here from somebody. It's kind of interesting. Really nice person. Well, I won't tell your name, but I'll just say I'll be 69 before too long. But because of you, when I'm going out after dark to secure the chicken coops alone in the country, it's so dark, but I shout out what I've so learned from you. There's power in the blood of Jesus. I'm learning not to walk in fear. And then she says some very nice words. Thank you very much. And that is the key lesson. If you really know Lord Jesus, if he is your Savior, if you repented, and if you haven't, do it now. Repent of your sins to him and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And by his grace and by him, you'll have everlasting love or life in heaven. You'll have love from him too. I experienced that when I was in a coma for 3 days. I was in the tunnel that they talk about, but I was in there with the Lord Jesus because it wasn't my time. And I could feel this wonderful, magnificent love that was just incredible. Just incredible. Anyway, I thought that was a real good way to start tonight. Thank you up there, Madam O, and in Michigan. God bless you. And there is power in the blood of Jesus. You're exactly right. And that is the key to this thing. That is the key. What is coming and how to survive it. And then if you listen to what he has to say, then you've got a good idea. Regardless of the scenario, this covers basically, and I'm going to come from Matthew 24 a little bit.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Hawk coming to you live again from the Little Talkie, you know. And basically, I guess they do not like Jesus. This is the Lord's time of year, and those who run all of the minions of Lucifer, those who run the big banks and all of the hedge funds and all of the stuff, all of the gigantic conglomerates on this planet, and all of those who are trying to work to destroy the United States and destroy the world and to throw it under a Luciferian ordo ab chaos to create all of the chaos to bring the order out. Well, let me just tell you what. Out of Matthew 24, you see, because you know what is coming, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Now Jesus goes on down there, and then he does say what's going to happen. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. But basically what he's trying to tell you is that, quite frankly, is that there's going to be a whole lot of people that are going to die with what's getting ready to come up. But, you see, what he does tell you in the next chapter of Matthew 25 is the answer to it, regardless of whether it is that or the raining down from heaven of stones, fire, asteroid, whatever it is, whether it be Virginia starting a civil war with the communist, evil, Luciferian communist governor and his crew, paid for by Bloomberg, and probably Soros, and probably the Rothschilds front through both of them. And maybe the old Queenie Bee of England herself as well. All right? Turn in taxes. All of the Illuminati families, okay, including the Chinese, the Li family, and others. All right? And the Chinese trillionaires, you see. They want you dead. They want to kill about 80 to 90% of you off the planet, and then they want to welcome Lucifer onto the planet, use your blood as a sacrifice so that Lucifer and his demons could attempt to steal your souls. You know, there's that one part where I always read it to you in Luke 21, where Jesus tells you that in your patience possess ye your souls. And because of that, then nothing can really harm you as the being that when you have him in your heart as your Savior, and you know that he's with you and you're with him, you know where you're going to go if you were to die on this planet. When you know that and you know where you're going to go, then it makes you strong. It makes you stronger and bolder. It makes you not have as much fear. And to the degree that you actually know Jesus and believe on him, and that you have the relationship with him, then by George, I'm going to tell you what. Then to the degree that you have that, to the degree that you'll be less afraid because you know where you're going to go. Now, let me just tell you. The trick is, though, however, is to get prepared. There is no sense in going and off the planet because you're designed also to be his, to help him, to stand against evil on this world. And then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go out ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. So you don't know the day or the hour, but you can know kind of the season. And you can also know that he wants you to endure to the end, and that all the things are getting ready to happen that he tells you in Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and in Revelations and in other places in the Bible. He's telling you that he wants you to survive any way you can. But if you were to lose your life, in your patience possess ye your souls. And if you have that direct relationship where he is in your heart, and, you know, if you don't want to believe that it's there and it's real, then why don't you go to John 14 and listen to what Lord Jesus has to say to you there. I've read it to you many times. I said, if you don't understand that, did you really go and read it? Probably not. But if you read it in a King James, and you're going to get the idea of what is going on. Or if you don't, ask the Lord. Pray, Lord Jesus, reveal to me what it is you're trying to say here. He gives you the most marvelous gift and power, and at one point in the thing, he says, and I will manifest myself to you. That means he's going to show you him. You're going to see him. You see, it's going to be beautiful, and that can happen now. Could happen to you tonight if you wanted it to, or if he deemed it necessary for you. So what I'm going to tell you is this. The lesson is tonight is about food and preparations of all sorts. And I'm just going to say this. What's getting ready to happen in this climate is just incredible. This climate, meaning not the climate change, but this climate, meaning the political, socioeconomic climate, the Luciferian five-dimensional chessboard that they're playing on. And incidentally, if you do not watch Mimic, you need to start watching Mimic, M-I-M-I-C, University, you know, Wisconsin.edu up there, Mimic TPW-2, and it's not going to tell you exactly how to do it or what this is or that. It's only tropical moisture. But if you're looking at it today, from like early on today, you're seeing massive amounts of energy being washed over this world, okay? Massive amounts, and I think they come from the ancient technology of the fallen angels in Antarctica and also in the Arctic, the polar regions. And it seems to be covering up large portions of the United States and other parts of the world. Now, several people and I watch this stuff a lot all the time, and I've gotten more converts to it, and they're saying, Hawk, doggone it, I couldn't figure it out, you know, and then you told me about all this. I started watching it, and I started seeing exactly what you told me. So I had a good friend out there, let's say Mr. S, and he, Mr. S out there is looking at it, he says, Hawk, he's telling me yesterday, he's saying, it looks like I see somebody is putting a lot of energy, a beam, there's like you can see different energy constructs, I call them, like pink or sometimes white or sometimes grayish pink or whatever, purplish. And they're being used and directed into certain areas. You can sometimes tell where they come from, but other times they're coming from underneath the ground and popping up to the ocean and hitting. All right. And, but anyway, it looks like they're targeting Alaska. Sure as shooting, there was Gustafson, Alaska. Boom. So that was something that I, once again, I see that there's value to it. Now, let me just tell you some other things. If you look at stevequayle.com, he's getting a lot of information about the quakes and the deep trenches and all the different things. I agree with all of that, but I would also say that the Russians, the Red Chinese, and those of the Illuminati crowd in the U.S. Luciferian military intelligence world and science world, they are playing games with all of the scalar weapons, and there's scalar warfare going on like you cannot believe. It's changing not only the weather, but it's also going to try to blow volcanoes and quakes. Now, a large amount of this stuff that was going into Alaska was coming down and then going into, listen to me, and for all my good friends out there in the B, Bellevue, God bless you, B and E of B out there and some others, that stuff that was coming into Alaska was coming also down into British Columbia and Washington State. And bingo, we had some activity right there in the old Cascadia ball itself. And then also, if you look on the tangential, if it came down from Alaska, went through there and went on down like into the New Madrid and went through the earth, you see, a continuation, then you had a little pop in New Madrid. And then we got all the stuff going on in the Caribbean and all over. And this whole thing is up for grabs on this planet. You got all of southern, Australia is on fire. I mean, it's just incredible. You have U.S. and Canadian firefighting units there trying to help them. It's hell on earth. And then we got this guy in Virginia. But let me tell you the trick about this. Bloomberg, where was he today? Memphis, Tennessee, an adjacent type of close-by state with Carolinas and West Virginia and what have you, you see? Maryland. And, boy, there's some good old Maryland people out there in the Second Amendment that I've met over the years that are just incredible. They stay out closer to where the chickens lie rather than where the, the movie or the show The Wire was set at, you know? And I like the Inner Harbor and all that myself, but I don't care for Prop Joe and all of those cats, if you know what I mean, and all the heroin being sold up in there. Well, anyway, what's going on is that Bloomberg is buying entire legislatures, okay? And it can be his money because he's got billions. I think he's, I don't know what he's worth, 50, 100 billion, whatever he's worth. And usually state legislatures can be bought pretty cheap. Hate to say that, but they can. I mean, I grew up in Illinois where the Secretary of State, Paul Powell, used to live in the St. Nick Hotel in Springfield, Illinois. And old Paul Powell used to tell you, make a checkout, you know, and do your license, driver's license, or your license plates, or whatever it was you were doing with the Secretary of State. Make it out to Paul Powell, Secretary of State. Well, you did that, and that's the way he had to do it. Well, he had a shoebox when he died, just one shoebox in his hotel room. Or a shoebox and a few others there. $975,000 in cash in these checks made out to Paul Powell, Secretary of State. He could take any one of those and write his name, Paul Powell, on it, Secretary of State, go down to the bank and cash it. You see what I'm saying? So that is the case in a lot of places, in a lot of states, the same thing. Now, the fact is that he's already made some overtures with legislation into Kentucky. You've got California on the hook, and now you've got Washington State on the hook through the communist networks, you see, that they're working, the demon commie rat networks, and they are demonically possessed commie rats, okay? And don't ever question that they are, they ain't, it is, or whatever, because they're acting like it. And, you know, if it quacks like the commie rat, it barks like the commie rat, it stinks like the demon commie rat from hell, then it is probably a demon commie rat. So that's what I'm trying to say. But anyway, he's trying to, I think, go into Tennessee and going into strong Second Amendment states. Virginia was not a state that was anti-Second Amendment. You cut D.C. out of it, and Richmond, and then the rest of the state has already formed what? It's a strong Second Amendment state, and they've already declared themselves a Second Amendment sanctuary counties, and they're forming up militias to defend their county against the states. Usurping of the rights, you taking of the Second Amendment, and to come door-to-door, which they threaten with the National Guard to come and get the guns. Now, the new legislature seats, and thanks to a deep background source in North Carolina, that takes place on the 8th of January. That's a known date, but I mean, anyway, he was just bringing it to my attention. And the fact is that on about the 20th, there's already a scheduled big protest or demonstration by pro-Second Amendment groups from all over. They'll come from all over the country, but, you know, seven states around there are going to come. And a lot of people are going to come carrying, concealed carrying, open carrying. Most of them are going to probably open carry rifles and pistols, okay? And they'll do it properly, all right? They'll do it the way it's supposed to be done for the most part. But that will then create and exacerbate or tickle the whole scenario, which it could light off. You see what I'm saying? Now, that might happen as soon as January the 20th. Well, old Hawk would tell you, you go get some guns, ammunition. If you don't have, you should. If you can only get one, then get a 12-gauge pump and get some double-aught buck, number 4 buckshot, some rifled slugs, and get you some bird shot so you can at least keep yourself in maybe some birds and squirrels to eat for a while. But the fact of the matter is that when this thing goes up, and I think you can go up to stevequayle.com, you can look at the Health Ranger's article, and I've seen some others, and I heard some reports yesterday in the last few days, and I mean, Steve Quayle and I have been talking about this for years. We've extrapolated this stuff, and we also remember back in the 90s, I can remember sitting for many a Thanksgiving night, actually Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve, and I stayed up all night with all magazines loaded, boots on, K-bar sharp, rifle ready, the whole nine yards, with body armor, helmet, and the whole shooting match ready to go, because there was intelligence in those days. Coming out of Des Moines, Iowa, and a number of different places where things were talked about. And the Red List, okay, the Red List, which is the Red List, is they're just going to kill you, okay? And they got your name, and you remember back a few years ago when they put the colored stickers on your mailbox? Remember some people was getting red or blue? Then there's also green and brown and that kind of stuff. In the old days, when the Nazis first had that system, they also had pinks for the pink type booty jig your booty types. But now, you see, those are the people that are highly placed in the military and in the intelligence and in the media and in the courts and in the legislators, seekers, and the county boards and all that, the city governments, the whole nine yards. And also as the teacher at school, and the security guard, and the local gendarme, the local police officer, right? And to a certain degree, I understand. I like to just tell them that that's between you and the Lord. I don't agree with it, because I know that it's biblically is wrong. Okay, biologically, it's not correct either, because it does not produce offspring. But be that as it may, that's not the point necessarily here. The point is that this stuff can go wrong real easily in a lot of places, you see. So what you're going to have going on, you're going to have the firearms, but you're also going to have what? Food. And then water purification and storage, or water filtration and storage. Water and food. Water and food. Food and water. Water and food. Food, 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 food. Water, 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 water. And then you're going to need a firearms to protect what you've got. And what do you need? Well, they say the FEMA says, you need a 15-day supply. No. How long is the tribulation? Well, some say it was 7 years. That's kind of like a greater tribulation. But the real deal is, for the most part, is agreed that it's 3.5 years of the great tribulation. If you have the money and can do it, then get your money out of the banks, get it out of the thing, and buy you and your family 3.5 years of food. Get your yourself combination of Mountain House or Wise or Alpine or whatever. I like the old Mountain House. It's pretty good stuff. There are others. I've bought other dehydrated foods over the years as opposed to the freeze-dried. But whatever it was, I've gotten a number of different things, and they last 20 to 30 years. For the most part, you've also got all the Yoder's canned meats and other companies' canned meats. And then, as I've told you, when I researched it and others did back during the Y2K, which is when I first started getting into this stuff, although my father was into it from World War II on because he saw what happened to Europe. People were starving. So there's guys out there that have got 56 guns or 57 guns or, you know, what have you. But they only got about a six-pack of beer and, you know, and enough canned goods for a month or something. So sell a gun or two. I know Colonel Greitz used to say, sell one of your guns and get you a fax machine or a, you know, or a computer and start working on the stuff that way as well. But now we're getting back past all of that. And there's going to come a time when something's going to happen. And when it does, it's going to go nationwide. It's not going to be just a martial law. Might be martial law, say, in Virginia for a short period. And then there's going to be instance everywhere because, what? The Illuminati Luciferian scumbags are going to activate the Antifas and the Commie Red Brigades and the Black Lives Matter and whoever it might be, okay? And then they're going to throw, you know, then the FBI is going to activate, the FBI will activate all of their own Ku Klux Klan groups, okay? So they'll activate all of those. The FBI runs most of the Klan. And I've, over the years, I've read all kinds of stories about, you know, what's the other one? The Bad F's, you know? The Bad F's are well represented in the Klan as well. And so consequently, that ain't the way to look at it. We're God's children. If somebody believes in the Lord Jesus and has given themselves to him and asked him to come into their heart and has repented up, then I don't care if they're, you know, red, white, blue, green, X, Y, Z. I mean, if they're Lord Jesus' people, I want to be with them. However, I am mindful of Matthew 25. You've got to go and purchase for yourself the lamp oil for the lamps, if possible. If you do not have the ability to do so, and there are people who have the ability to buy it all and bought it all, and then they can't understand why nobody else can do it. They were doing it. Well, because other people don't have the ability to. Some people know they should, but don't. Most people, by and large, are not even in the game. They have no clue. Most people, per Lord Jesus, if the time were not shortened, most people, there would not have flesh, any flesh be saved. That means nobody would be alive. So consequently, preparedness out of Matthew 25 is a big deal. Now, let me give you some other information here that dovetails in with some other things. We talked about Virginia. I also talked about the other night we had the information coming out of Sherman, Texas, and the Chinese flight training people, the little guys in little black coats, little patch. And then I also dovetailed up with some North Dakota types, you know, because they're training up there all of the Chinese airline pilots. Of course, you know, China's got so many airliners that you're going over there every other week, aren't you? You know, for vacations, right? It's like a Cancun or something, right? No, you're not. But they're training a whole lot of airline pilots. And they also train people how to fly the drones up there from remote locations now. So consequently, you got a lot of stuff going on. Now here's one from a source that has given good information out of Texas, particularly around some of the various and weird occurrences and activities, not all that far from the Pantex plant, let's say, in Texas. Said, hey, Brother Hope, hope all's well with you. Thought I'd take a minute and relay some interesting observations from a recent fishing trip to California. He went a couple times to this place because they had a cheap breakfast. Both times he saw upward of 25 to 30 young Chinese dudes with military haircuts sitting in groups of three or four. They all got up and left at the same time. While fishing at a lake not too far from Vandenberg Air Force Base, saw military canine units patrolling the shore of the lake. Then it got really interesting. From the other side of the mountain, I heard a massive amount of semi-auto rifle fire. This started up right before dark and continued for two solid hours with no let-up, and I would estimate at least a couple of thousand rounds a minute. Right about the time this stopped, some sort of aircraft flew slowly over the lake, and no sound whatsoever, no lights. But it was a clear night, and it blocked out the stars as it moved slowly over the area. That's probably a TR-3B. Anyway, went the next day into Walmart for about 10 minutes, and by the time I come out, the wind had gone from calm to 35 knots, and a wildfire had broken out and was burning all the way up in the canyon. They were evacuating the area. Also had a 4.9 quake in the same area the night before. And then he says, California is beautiful when it's not on fire, but I didn't catch one dead gum fish. Great show last Friday night, as usual, Hawk. Keep up the excellent work you are doing. God bless you there. That's Mr. Alien. Mr. Alien, yes, sir. You're a good man. He's not an illegal alien. I think he's just an alien, okay? But the fact is that's a good observation from a trained observer. And let's see. I guess AT&T has got some outage or service down. Verizon has some outage or service down, current problems and outages. And some other things going on right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff could go topsy-turvy at the holidays here, at Christmas or New Year's, or go in on into the Virginia date of the 8th through the 20th, something like that. But I'm just going to tell you this. What you probably should do is to get you some food this weekend. And if you're still buying any Christmas gifts or you want a little extra Christmas gift for your family or some, you know, your kids, your grandkids, the next door neighbor who's your real good friend, then why don't you at least just go to Costco or Sam's Club or wherever, or go to your local regular grocery store, and why don't you put together a mix of canned goods like Chunky Soups, Progresso Soups, and try to get something with protein, vegetables, and the water content, the liquid content, right in the can. Condensed soups are great, but the fact is you got to have purified or clean water to put in them to spread it out. So you're better off to have your water in the can to start with. All right? You can also get just basic vegetables, fruits, you know. I mean, I like applesauce. I mean, I like pears. I mean, whatever it might be that you like, peaches, why don't you get some of those? And as long as the can, like I found out Y2K when I talked to, people that were from a large canning company that cans a lot of stuff for grocery stores. They do that, but also they can high quality for food service. And they told me as long as the can is not dented or blown up, expanded or have dents or cuts or holes, and you got to watch out when you pull cans from a grocery store. The old guys doing the grocery stuff used to cut them, cut the boxes, and they cut into the can sometimes and compromise the can. So you got to watch out for that. So the fact is, if they're not blown up or not any kind of a problem with it or dented or have an opening or something like that, or got black gook all over it or, you know, you know, all the moldy junk and all that, and when you open it, it doesn't smell moldy or you don't see the, you know, the spider webs coming out of it, then usually what they will tell you is that date that's on top of the can is not the time that the food goes bad. That's the date that they can guarantee that the RDA that's on the side of the can, the information that's provided to by federal law, that they can guarantee up until that time it will have a good taste and will contain those amounts of nutrients, etc., up for that length of period of time. That's not to say that it goes bad or it's not bad. There's been canned goods that I think were eaten on the next, sometimes in the Arctic Circle, you know, or the Antarctica when Admiral Byrd went up. Some people bounced up from other expeditions that were still there, and the cans were good, and they ate it. I can also tell you that storage of wheat from ancient Egypt, they found some stored in jars and that kind of stuff. And they found out that those seeds would still germinate, all right? And they were able to make bread out of the stuff. And that was from ancient Egypt. So I'm just giving you an idea. Double-check all that stuff on your own. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do your own research on it. But I'm going to tell you what. You're going to need a lot of food. You're going to need the food. And if you got 3 people, 4 people, 5 people in your family, whatever it is, we usually, in this modern world, eat 3 squares a day and a few snacks, right? Some people eat 5 smaller meals or 4 smaller meals, you know? But whatever it is, you're used to eat more than one time a day. But what I like to say is a ration at a strict, you know, at a pretty decent ration, not starvation, but not all you can eat either. In a day, if you had a can of chunky soup or Progresso beef barley with vegetables or whatever it might be, and you had that can of soup, you could have basically maybe a ration a day. You could have like half of that big can for yourself, all right? And if you put that with some poke salad or some dandelion greens or whatever it might be, or if you had a little good grain and you can make you had a little flour and you can make you a little piece of bread or a hoe cake or some kind of a thing or cornmeal or whatever, then that would be a ration that would sustain you. It wouldn't put all the meat on your bones. You might get a 6-pack abs. Between that and doing knife fighting and long-range shooting and, you know, crackerjack, you know, bayonet charges at people that shouldn't be even involved in any of it. But you got demon commie rats who work for the Luciferians, who work for Lucifer himself, fallen angels and Lucifer himself, who want to destroy you as a Christian, destroy you as an American, who they want to destroy everybody who's got good in them, and kill about 80 to 90% to try to get Lucifer to steal your soul so he can come onto this planet and they can have their little G-God evil paradise. Well, enough of that, because there's power in the blood of Jesus. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do, and I can use your help. And this time of year, usually it's harder to do than other times because everybody else has got things that they're doing. But if you can, anything that's most welcome or needed, it can be a Federal Reserve note, it can be a silver dime, a silver dollar, an ounce of silver, it could be a tenth ounce of gold, whatever it might be. Check, money order. You can be sent it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street,
number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Park, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And God bless all those who do sin. It's not as many as most think, and most people have ideas and dreams about what people in this scenario, like, you know, like they make like Rush Limbaugh or Hannity or something. No, if you make that kind of money, you can't say what you want to say, and you can't talk about Lord Jesus. And I'm going to tell you what, that is the key to this thing, is to have you have that relationship with Lord Jesus. And then when you have that, then you're right with our Father in heaven. Hallowed be his name, right? Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, you see. Well, let me tell you what. We're fixing to get into this kind of scenario. But just like my friend out there, that nice lady in Michigan, she says, I know they're tired of the blood of Jesus, and I call that out when I go out at night to shut up in the dark out in the country by myself, all right? She said, I don't have fear anymore. I trust with the Lord Jesus, and you taught me that, not to have the fear and to put my trust in Lord Jesus because he's got the power. And let me tell you what, when you get to knowing that, then you get to be somebody and you get strong. And they look at you and they're going to shoot, do this and that and do their karate kata or quick draw McGraw you or whatever it is they're going to do to you. Then you look them right in the eye, and then that's when you grab their wrist. You take whatever they're going to hit you with or shoot you with, you whip that out of their wrist, you turn it back on them and you say, you know, do you want to be my huckleberry, you sucker? Hey? The Lord Jesus will make you strong and bold. And he'll also give you clarity of mind, and he will warn you every single time somebody has come for me. And in a two-year period, it was over 10 times. Every single time, the Lord Jesus warned me. Every single time. Or he made sure that somebody took out the trash that I didn't even know about, but then told me about it later, you know? Said somebody came to get you, but they didn't, you know, they didn't get you, you know? Brother Quayle had people stop off down at the old gas station asking where that old Steve Quayle lives up there in them mountains in, you know, Montana, you know? A lot of this stuff goes along, you know, and goes on all the time. You got these people on TV, the Sean Hannitys and stuff, they all thought it was like the FISA court. It takes a lot of stuff. No, it's a rubber stamp. NSA's been listening to everybody. FBI's been listening to everybody from the beginning of time. Hell, they probably taught Stalin how to do it, you know? But I'm going to tell you what, we're getting ready to go into the wild zone. We're going to go to Funk's Junction. Daisy Jones is driving the trains, you know. Only now he's on crystal meth as well as the moonshine, you know. And he's putting coal into the firebox, and that thing is ooh-woo. And he's laying on the horn and got the throttle kicked all the way down. But I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you're with him, you're not going to be feeling the fear. If you're feeling the fear, then you need to get closer to the Lord. That's the trick. Now, I'm not saying that I don't have fear. I do have some fear. And I have understanding because I've been involved trying to warn people for 15 years. And if you listen, there's a lot of people listening to this show that when they first started out, they didn't believe it. They started investigating, listening to the thing, and they got very serious in preparedness. And are more prepared than I am. And everybody's at a different spot, you know. Some people can literally only afford to do one extra can or two extra cans of chunky soup a week. But you can also get you some water and some old water jugs, and you can learn, and you need to look up how many drops of unscented Clorox bleach do you put in to purify a gallon of water. If you can get you a Berkey water filtration system with the black Berkey filters, or there's others. There's others made by Pure and Katydyn. But you need to get one that works for viruses and bacteria, protozoa, parasites, the whole nine yards. And also, the black Berkey will also take out about 99%, I believe, as they say, of the chemicals. And then I would tell you to get that filter and then the unit, but then also get another filter as well. And then if you can be redundant on any of this stuff, then by all means, be redundant. Another, I have more than one way of accomplishing that, you see. Now, I'm going to tell you what. Brother Steve Quayle has got all kind of stuff going on. If you want to impart information to somebody right away, you can get his books. SteveQuayle.com, go down and click on all the marvelous books, just incredible, you know. Empire Underneath the Eyes, you know, Angels and, you know, Angels and Aliens, you know, Angel Wars, Fallen Angels and Aliens, the Weather Warfare book, Premise of the Promise, that is an incredible book, Brother Quayle. Premise of the Promise, it's all about Jesus and his love for you, scripturally, and telling you all the different things, how to use the Bible and how to believe in the Lord. Empire Beneath the Eyes, Terminated. The Giants books, that alone will open people's eyes. Get those for your kids. That'll blow their mind. And when I talk about your kids, maybe you got some kids that are 30 years old or 25. Don't chit-chat to everybody. Give somebody a book. I'm going to tell you what. If you think you got time, then I would also tell you to get your seat at the Branson Convention where he's going to do the cataclysms and catastrophes with all those guest speakers. Branson in July, you need to go ahead and get your reservations for your motel or your hotel or your campground spot, because that is the busiest time of the year there. But Brother Quayle was driven to get that in at that time to make sure that that information got out before what the Lord had showed him might be major catastrophes and cataclysms on this planet. And I think they're already beginning to start. And that is all part and parcel of the Matthew 24, Luke 21, and the Revelations. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just going to be beyond your belief. Go to SteveQuayle.com. You click on that Branson Conference, or you click on the books below, or Q-Files 2.0. You get the latest information from Brother Steve. He does a video and audio, visual presentation, and a video movie type thing every week, maybe sometimes more, two or three times a week sometimes. And you can go up and, you know, watch all of that stuff and get the download on it and understand what's going on. You can also go to SteveQuayle.com. You can use that and click onto my site, although I would tell you, like, you know, how it always sometimes is, to make sure you've got two or three ways of doing something else. But SteveQuayle.com, and you can call them also, 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. If you get old Brother Daryl, the manager, you get Tyler, the son, you get Steve or any of his other part of his family or any other people that are working for him, then you tell them Old Hawk sent you. And I'm going to tell you another thing out there. We've got sharpsaddles.com, sharpsaddles.com. They could use some assistance if you need to order anything up real quick. You're going to mess with horses. You're not mess with them. You're going to enjoy the fact that you've got horses when everybody else has cars along Interstate 80, you know, or the I-5 or whatever, the 95, and you're riding a horse and you can graze the horse faster. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You're going to need a saddle that you can ride till the cows come home or till the end of the world, whichever comes first. Panniers, saddlebags, scabbards for your rifle or your shotgun, holster for your pistol, carving knives or skinning knives or fighting knives, made, handmade by a real cowboy that loves the Lord. SharpSaddles.com. Tell them Old Hawk sent you. And for tonight, I want to put a shout-out to Old Crazy Horse in the Wasatch. Crazy Horse, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil as you get ready to go under the surgical knife. And may the Lord provide you with medical miracles. And everybody tonight, if you'll just pray, Lord Jesus, give Crazy Horse a medical miracle. Give Old Crazy Horse a medical miracle. And although he's a Native American, he's an Indian, he is with the Lord Jesus. Strong. Then I would also, tonight I would say this. I would also have you pray for, let's just call her Mina, okay? That's not her name, but she would recognize that, and the Lord know who it will be anyway. It's the grandmama from Florida. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would provide medical miracles, that you would protect Mina from all evil, and that you would give her medical miracles. She's undergoing the radiation or the chemo or the different items for her condition. And Lord, we pray that you would bring her out of it, give her the medical miracle, restore her, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. And, Lord, I also pray for Lady J from the mountains, Carolinas, Tennessee area, you know, along that dividing line up in there, and also into Virginia sometimes. Lord, I pray that you would protect her against all evil, that you would provide miracles in her life, to see her through the condition she's going through. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Oh, I'll tell you what. I don't know what's going to go down, but we seem to have a lot of problems going on. And I'm going to tell you, this Virginia thing can get real could be. And I told you tonight about all the high and tight military of the Chinese variety sitting here in there. And other people told you the same thing. I'm getting confirmation. You still have Spetsnaz Alpha here. Some of them married American women have got, you know, $400,000 or $500,000 houses sitting outside of Colorado Springs, you know? Some of them are sitting down, you know, up a Coronado, you know. Some are sitting up of every dead gum, small town near Pinehurst in the Uaries in the Carolinas. All right? They're in a lot of different places. Texas, Montana, Colorado, Ohio. Got a bunch of them in Ohio. A lot of Michigan. Wisconsin, everywhere, man. I'm telling you. When you get ready to go to town over a Second Amendment deal or the martial law is coming, and then they force Trump to do it, or they may say, well, Trump won't do it, and he's the one that has created it because he is, you know, like the Charlottesville model, you see. They'll blame all of that on him. When that particular thing was financed by the same people, financed both sides of that coin. Although some on the one side don't know it. But on the left side did know it. And they even had, you know, $15 an hour and medical, you know. Probably get their teeth fixed. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to stick with Lord Jesus, be obedient to him. And I'm going to tell you that you need to go by what he has to tell you in Matthew 25, regardless of what scenario you feel. It could be just economic, but if it goes economic, it's going to go to guns anyway. Because once the stuff starts to flush, it's going to flush. Once the blood starts, the blood is going to start, and it ain't going to stop till Lord Jesus comes back. So I'm going to tell you right now, stand up on your hind legs, put on the full armor of the Lord, stand for Lord Jesus, stand for your family, stand for your Bill of Rights, and your food, and your children, and your spouse, okay? And put on your own body armor. Put on your own PASGAT helmet. Get your own weapons all loaded for bear. Get your fighting knives and machetes and all your stuff ready. Get your own barrage balloons. Make friends with the bulldozer and road grader boys. Or the guys that have the big Peterbilts. All the diesel stuff, the big diesel tractors and all that stuff. And you might start fabricating you up some old Clint Eastwood type door sheet steel to make sure that the radiators don't get blown through. And I'm going to tell you what, when the time comes and evil comes to you to take your guns or to take your home or to come and steal your children and put them on trucks and to take you to some camp or to shoot you if you resist, then let me tell you, you wade into whoever is evil and whoever's going to do that to you as a free American. Do not allow them to do that to you. You go back to the old Declaration of Independence. And your Bill of Rights. Don't go into there Luciferian knife without a fight. Lord Jesus is the reason for the season, but do not allow evil to usurp that. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology to strike blows against the Lucies. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Call Lieutenant Tanner. Mickey Lapua. Contact General McCormick. Got a job for you, buddy. Now, let me tell you what. Don't.